Chicago. Wendy, look who's here. Lou Raisin is here, one of the founders of Broadway in Chicago. He's on the executive board for Choose Chicago. They have come up with a series of ideas to make our city better, more tourist-friendly, and one of them in particular is one that is astonishing to us. Lou, thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure.
We're looking at your credits. Wendy and I are looking at your credits. How can you be just one person? You've got enough good credits to be three or four people.
We'll see. I'm going to cash in on some of those credits.
Good.
All right. So I love this city. I think we have a gorgeous city. I was just looking at the tulips that are out. I mean, I love being in this city, even though I'm a suburbanite. But you have an idea that might make it even better. Why don't you explain your idea?
Well, last week we wound up talking to the City Club about a new vision for tourism. Mm-hmm. And we unveiled what turns out to be a dozen big game-changing ideas for the city. This is really a time when we see that there needs to be a major shift, when we can't rely on the city and state mm-hmm. to do these big, bold kind of moves. We know from an economic standpoint, the city and state are strapped. And for the foreseeable future, we see that as an issue. The problem we face from a tourism standpoint, which is another way of me saying economic development, because that's really what it is in my head, that we need to have the private sector step up and make these big, bold moves. So the big piece of conversation has been about lighting, has been about the pedway. The pedway is one of those, who would go in the pedway? Why? And once you got down there, you don't know which direction to go.
I still have to do a tour of that because it's huge, isn't it? It's
an asset that if we can make a small tweak, if we can add light, if we can add sound, and we can add art, we can transform it into something that's really meaningful from a tourist standpoint and from a resident standpoint.
With these ideas, are you looking a year in advance, 5 years in the future, 10 years, 20 years? What is the game plan with most of these ideas?
Our whole objective is to see what resonates in the minds and eyes of the public. And once we understand that, that will help us prioritize these lists. List. And we're ready to jump. We've invested millions of dollars in these ideas, in these concepts, and we think they add huge value to the city.
All right, so the new idea, much like San Francisco has a cable car, these would be a high-wire gondola.
The Skyline is an aerial gondola that flies from the pier, flies up over the river at a height that allows us to maintain our ship traffic, comes down, and it's a very light footprint as it follows its way on the south side of the river, following the Riverwalk to Wolf Point.
Now, this is not something new for the city. Didn't they have gondolas before?
They did. The city was forward-thinking back in 1933 as part of the World's Fair. They had what they then referred to as the Sky Ride. It attracted 4.5 million people and was the biggest attraction at that World's Fair.
How would this differ in concept from that version of the Sky Cars? Would it be similar? Would it be dramatically different?
Well, it's dramatically different. You've never seen an aerial gondola like this. They fly around in ski resorts and major resorts around the world now, but never looking and built like this one. This is bespoke and built and designed for Chicago from the ground up.
Would the focus of this mainly be for transportation reasons or for recreational reasons or a combination? Why would people
take
these?
Tours. Yeah. Review.
Absolutely. The first thing we had to do is determine what are we? Are we an attraction for tourism or are we transportation? Mm-hmm. Because those two fight against each other. So our whole reason for being is economic development. And this is an attraction for tourism. This draws 1.4 million people to Chicago in addition to what we have here now. And really, from a deal standpoint, it becomes the anti-parking meter deal.
Yeah, I bet.
This is a deal that, the city is engaged on all levels. From an economic standpoint, the city sees over $330 million on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. from its participation in this, from including taxes.
We have Lou Raisin in the studio with us, founder of Broadway in Chicago. He's on the executive board for Choose Chicago. And he and Lawrence Geller, head of Geller Capital Partners, have put together plans on how to increase tourism in Chicago, including this high wire zip line, aerial gondola. I don't know if in Italy they say gondola. Would we say gondola?
Well, if we're in Venice and we're going down in the water, I would say gondola.
Well, we will put a link up on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, but it looks like a giant ice cube. Would it be like completely encapsulated where you could see out everywhere?
It's all glass.
Oh, my God.
It carries 19 people at a time on a 30-minute journey round trip.
I want to be a tour guide on that. Are you going to have tour guides?
We have. We're talking to the Architecture Foundation. We're talking with Friends of the River about. There's different ways to experience the tour, mm-hmm. and you think about it from an environmental standpoint. Look at the engineering in this city. Mm-hmm. We've changed the flow of our river. You know that there's something to talk about.
Really,
you can go walk back and forth or take a boat back and forth, and every time you go on the river, there's some other way of looking at it.
When you see what's happened with the saga of the Lucas Museum, does that make you play this a little bit differently in any way?
You know, we are incredibly sensitive to the issues and those people that would look at things like this. Mm-hmm. It in different ways. We have spent the last few years on what we refer to as a fatal flaw analysis. We have studied and looked at this from every direction. We want to understand the problems before everybody else perceives the problem so we can answer that problem.
I ask because if a group like Friends of the Park, who opposed using up some lakefront property for the Lucas Museum, they or somebody like them could also say the same possibly about this, couldn't
you mentioned
they?
Friends of the Lake. I never knew there were Friends of the Lake till just now.
Well, I'm convinced there'll be a Friends of something.
Friends of the River?
There was a Friends of something that will come out and oppose anything that's going to be built.
Of course.
So,
are they really our friends?
I don't know. Friends is in italics, I think. There was a movie, and I'm blanking on the name of it, that was one of the futuristic, here's Chicago, post-apocalyptic, here's what you're going to get, a couple of years ago, and they had a ziplining scene. I don't know if you know the movie or you saw it, but it was almost essentially what you're talking about, only a real high-speed version, where they were flying around from building to building on ziplines, and I thought, if that's the future of Chicago, I wouldn't mind taking that ride. You're making it more realistic.
There was one of the articles that was written over the last few days was somebody describing Chicago as the new city for James Bond movie.
Oh, really?
And based on the skyline. They used the skyline, and then they laid out their path through all the other elements of the movie in Chicago.
Wow.
Divergent?
It was Divergent. It was absolutely Divergent. I don't know if you've seen it, Lou, but there is a scene where they're skylining from building to building downtown. It looked fantastic. It really looked good. What's been the reaction so far? Like when you guys unveiled this, were there oohs and ahs and gasps or what?
It's been incredibly positive. You know, there are people that talk about our wind conditions and talk about those kind of issues. Again, those are things we've studied and we understand the implication. But it has really been incredibly positive, and, mm-hmm. and we're buoyed by that.
Where would you board it? Would it obviously would have to come down, or would there be a platform built up high to get on it?
There is a station. There would be a station at Navy Pier. And one of the keys in all of this is really understanding that for the first time we will have some way of connecting Navy Pier, Millennium Park, and the Riverwalk. If you've ever tried walking from the Riverwalk to from Millennium Park to Navy Pier, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. You get lost at best. So even though this doesn't make its way to Millennium Park, it's a block and a half away.
Yeah.
So from Congress.
When you're dealing with a state that doesn't have a budget, how do you ask them to allocate any kind of funds to develop an idea like this?
We don't.
You don't?
We don't.
This is
all private money. We've spent millions of dollars to date.
Yeah.
And we see this as a project, $250 million project, without $1 of city or state funds.
Yeah.
You tell me people aren't going to hop on this ride if it gets on Navy Pier, which isn't that the most visited
tourist attraction in the state.
Which I still find shocking.
Yeah. It
Seriously.
Is. It has been for years.
It's true.
And it's, so they get there. How could you not hop on this thing?
Navy Pier, I believe, is approaching 9 million people a year.
Good God, y'all.
That's amazing. How many of the cars would exist under the future plan?
I don't remember the exact number of cars, but the cars are, there's 16 people a car. These little bubbles float down the river.
And look at the picture, which we'll post.
Some have referred to as gossamer. It's a very, very light footprint as it touches, and very low energy consumption as well.
And if this were to happen, and I would
there's
love
no
to
if.
See,
there's
when
take
this
away
happens,
the if.
Take away the if.
When this happens, it's year-round. I know there'd be some problems with wind. You get a couple of days you couldn't do it, but for the most part, it's 12 months out of the year.
That's one of the keys to this, is it flies year-round.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that when our tour season is over, even though our objective is to extend it as much as possible, we really want to give it away to our schools. We see school buses lining up at Navy Piers. We put 3,000 kids an hour and let them be touched by the city like never before.
Yeah.
Has anyone complained about it, that it makes it look too much like a theme park or something? Have
no,
you heard complaints?
We haven't. In fact, we've taken a lot of care in the design, you know, that we're sensitive from a historic standpoint and from a design standpoint, that this is, we see this as the new postcard from Chicago.
And it's not obtrusive. I mean, you know, with it being these glass enclosures,
right,
it's not like you're going to see some foreign thing floating around. It just kind of blends in beautifully, yet stands out excellently.
Well, one of the things that's really important to everything we set out in terms of our goals is we need to be iconic. We need to think about differentiators. The designers for this are David Marks of Marks Barfield. He's the designer and developer of the London Eye.
Yeah.
This is the London Eye,
yeah,
taken apart and put on a string,
yeah,
and brought down the river.
All right, so do you need any assistance? Is there a page to offer support, either financially or just approval? Lou Raisin, founder of Broadway in Chicago, we're talking about these high-wire zipline aerial gondolas. What's it called?
We call it the Skyline.
The Sky. Oh, that's good. You guys have.
We have the red
good.
Line, the blue line, the green line. This
look
is
at
the Skyline.
That. Any website, anything that if people are interested in finding out more about it, or perhaps they have a couple million dollars sitting around that they'd like to offer you, where do we go?
Well, we don't have anything set up because our goal at this point was just to get the conversation going. So it was not, we're not out there soliciting anything.
Look at that.
Our whole objective is to listen. That's really our goal right now, is do more than anything else is listen.
You mentioned at the outset that there were several ideas that you presented. This is the one that's getting the most attention. Is anything else coming close to this idea in terms of excitement?
Lighting has been big.
Yeah,
we've been
it?
Spending a lot of time. This is you got to understand that this vision project has been 4 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
So the lighting concepts have been absolutely huge. One of the things that's incredibly important about lighting, and we brought, you know, all of this is supported by research that started out with the Boston Consulting Group with us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything we put, when we put lighting out there, lighting attracts people to begin with. We put lighting against something else, it draws patrons, people, like moths to a flame.
Yeah, I bet.
So whatever we connect lighting with pops in a huge way. Lighting is really important from a tourism standpoint.
Has George Lucas reached out to you yet? Perhaps he's going to do a little floating Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, since he can't build the structure.
We have not heard the call yet.
We'll keep us posted on that.
Are you happy with the attention this has gotten and the progress you're making? Is everything in order with what you were hoping?
Everything is resonating, quite honestly, better than I thought.
Really?
I thought that
good.
There would be naysayers that would be coming out and you know, that didn't. And if they came out, they really didn't understand what we were proposing. You know, people talk about a $250 million aerial gondola.
Mm-hmm.
How can the city afford it? Well, the answer is they can't. That's why we have to look at the right way of doing this.
Right.
You know, public-private partnerships, you know, they're not, you know, people, that doesn't resonate well in the city today when you think of the parking meters. That's why I call this the anti-parking meter deal.
Yeah.
You know, we've learned from the mistakes of the past.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel, has he gotten wind of this? Has he based any kind of opinion on what's going on with the Skyline?
We have talked to an awful lot of folks over the last few years, and that's what gives us ultimately the comfort that allows us to have this conversation with you today.
Awesome.
Lou, I've talked to Wendy about this. When I was a kid, there was a magazine article that showed what cities would look like in the year 2000. And we didn't even come close. I mean, it was flying cars and it was dogs wearing spacesuits and stuff. And I went, is that what 2000 is going to look like? This is the first thing I've seen that I say to myself, yeah, that's the future that they were presenting to us in the 60s and the 70s. It's finally going to look like that.
But isn't it interesting that, you know, that this is a piece of history at the same time we're talking about the future?
Yeah. That's excellent. A nice combination.
Good luck. Please keep us posted on what's going to happen with the Skyline, because I'd be anxious to take a ride. Wouldn't you, Bill, in a minute?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We'll save a ticket.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. That's Lou Raisin. We're going to take a quick break and then a lot more show coming your way. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.